Good morning, beautiful and creative souls. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have this just crazy thing on my mind today, and I'm ready to talk about it. So here we are at another episode. I think this is like 125. I feel like it should be some kind of anniversary, but I will say that I've absolutely grown alongside with you guys. So I'm really excited for this endeavor and everything that I get to create with you guys. Today, the topic of the dark night of the soul came up again in conversation with a couple people and then again with someone completely different. So yeah, it's just been weighing on my mind, and I want to speak directly to all of the creatives out there. I want to speak to the people who are so used to having this creative outlet where it's like, well, at least I have this thing that I get to pour my soul into and I get to show my emotions through this painting or image or poetry, right? Whatever it is, there's this sense of this creative outlet being the end all be all to our emotional capacity and to our strength, and pretty much the backbone of our authenticity is shown through this creative outlet. So nothing wrong with that, of course, but I do want to dive into the misconceptions about that and kind of focus in on how I see this being an issue. So let's go ahead and get started. Hey friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life, no. This is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. We all have this innate ability to jot down in words or capture through beautiful imagery or, you know, seeing with this remarkable voice to be able to share with people our emotions, right? It is literally a piece of us that we balled up and we just give it to other people, to the world in general, or to certain people. It's a beautiful exchange of energy that happens when you get to commission yourself and your work and bundle that up into something for someone else. Work, paid wise or hobbyist, it doesn't matter. It is a gift to the world that we have this ability to do that. And so that's where I'm coming from today, is just acknowledgement that we are all unique and that we all have this place in the world where we get to share this part of us that so many people do not have. They don't have a creative outlet. They, you know, they have a million other things, but they don't feel like they have like a little release. And to them, that's fine, right? Because they don't understand what that's like to be able to put all of your emotions into this piece of work, right? But what happens, and what I see so much, is that we get so used to this culture of thrive and dive. And yes, I am coining that. I don't never heard of it before, but it sounds perfect. It's like these stages of we are thriving. We're on top of the world, creating all the time. Here's my stuff. And then we just take a dive, right? We get deep and we just kind of stay down there and we think to ourselves, okay, what do I need? And, you know, we might post on Facebook or we might share with a friend during coffee or something like, hey, you know, what's going on here? I feel empty. You know, I've done all these things and I've had all these accomplishments and I should just be like so proud of myself and so proud of my business. And instead I'm left like craving more. right? It's like a piece of us that's like, wait a second, why am I so in the depths right now? I will refer to this as the dark night of the soul. And I have referred to it as that in several other episodes and in some of my content, because I do find that it's a place we go to fairly easily. Okay. Now, here's where I have an issue is when we get to that spot and it's kind of a culture thing now with artists where we get there and then we just feel like, oh, well, whenever somebody else gets to this point, they just XYZ. You need to do a personal project. You need to, you know, go on a vacation. Let's do a retreat. I love retreats. So I'm not downing on any of this. Okay. I'm absolutely not. Oh, another one that I can tell you 4 years ago, I did this as a way to help get me out of what I was calling a creative rut at the time. I participated in a traveling dress loop. So we would basically all get the dress for a certain amount of times and we would take our images wherever we're at and then we would pass along the dress. And then all at once at the end, we would share our images and it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And it was a part of, you know, a fond memory of my photography life is being able to do a few of those. Absolutely. They're amazing. But here's what's happening is we are relying on these outside things instead of actually staring in the face of that shadow and breaking it apart and coming out a better person. Right? All we're doing is saying yes to that moment. Oh, this feels good. This feels good. And forgetting the whole reason why we went into the dark night of the soul. Okay. So I'm urging you, if you're listening to this, please start to recognize the difference. Okay. There is not always a project. There is not always a break. It is not always about jumping straight out of that pit. Sometimes sitting there and facing our shadows and facing those, so to speak, demons and being able to process whatever's going on inside of us is actually the key to the healing. Okay. Because it doesn't matter how many creative projects you do and how many places you go. And if you go to Bali this year and next year you go to Hawaii, it doesn't matter if you're still carrying around that baggage. And I'm not saying those things don't help heal. Like, I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is you're given an opportunity in those moments to really sort through. I mean, it is raw, you guys. It is so blatantly clear whatever it is you need to work on in those moments that a few strategic looks at it, maybe some journaling, maybe some work with a coach or in a program will help jog that out. Like, that's what you're doing there. It's on the surface. It is ready. It's like, hey, look at me. Let's take care of this. Let's move on. But instead, we just pull ourselves right back out by embracing another project and doing another, you know, thing to keep us happy and make us feel like we're accomplishing things. But in reality, we're not accomplishing the biggest goal that we have. The biggest life changer that we need to deal with while we're here is being able to grow out of those things and being able to heal that trauma that you have. I don't care who you are. You have some trauma. At which degree is, you know, between you and God, because I definitely can't tell you all that. But depending on where you're at in that process, you may need a little more help. I'll tell you one thing, you don't need to hide it. You don't need another vacation. Okay. If you want to heal and then have that as part of the process where you've actually emerged, you know, taking care of some of these things, but just hiding it away or just forgetting about it because you're in a beautiful place in a different location and a higher vibration it's not really healing. It's just putting it aside, saying, okay, next time. So I really want to encourage you today, if you're listening to this, please, please, friends, let's start to look at these moments as what can I learn here? What is my body and my soul trying to teach me? Because I promise you, it is not normal to have these massive highs and really low lows. Like, that is not normal. But in the artistic community, let's just say it looks pretty normal. People don't really have other ideas of how to move past that, right? That is the general advice. No matter where you go, people will tell you, oh, you just need to get inspired more. You got to be in inspiring places. You got to put yourself in inspiring situations where you have to give all you have. And it's like, no, you already gave all you had. Right? That is why you're down here. So just please, please, friends, just start to look at this a little different. Okay. I am starting Deep Healing for the Creative Soul again on Monday. This has been a long time coming. It is absolutely the right time. If this is for you, you probably know it. You're probably getting a nudge. You're probably hearing the things that I say and think, oh my gosh, there's a heck yes in my stomach. So if it's you, go to the link in the show notes and come hang out with us. Let's start this revolution of artists who are willing to actually dive deep and see where they're at the end. Because guess what? I promise you that past the healing, there is still going to be you. You are still going to be there. Your creativity is going to be bigger. Your inspiration is going to be bigger. Everything is going to be bigger, but it's still going to be you. Okay. Okay, I just wanted to share that message with you guys today, and I appreciate you all. I appreciate you giving me a space for me to talk about these things that I just don't feel like enough people talk about. So I love having a space to be authentic with you all, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk soon. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on, because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.